Steve is my hero, is one of my heroes, I should say. You know, if the world were divided up into 100 people, 50 would be Asians. Sometimes God just knocks you down and puts you where you want to be, where he wants you to be, like he did with Paul. And I think God sent Steve to us so that we could have an Asian perspective. And so give a big applause for our hero, Steve Ahn. And he... and he can take as long as he wants, because my workshop's next, and I don't care. No.
Maybe Rufus cares. Well, I'm well lifted. My spirit well lifted through this gathering with the faithful servants of the Lord Jesus Christ. And my spirit be strengthened, ready for the new semester, tangling with the 100 students. So thank you very much. And still, this morning I'm supposed to talk about triumph, the same word as a victory. And I'm still working on my English language. I'm keep learning. And this morning I learned one sentence, break the legs. From my pastor, pastor's pastor, Russ McCall. And maybe I have a maximum of 20 minutes. Thank you. Thank you for your complimentary words. Anyway, the triumph, victory. I want to talk about then who is the enemy. Victory, triumph means defeat the enemy, defeating the enemy. All the enemies be defeated, that is the victory. And I know the fighting is described in the Bible everywhere. Fighting. Even Jesus Christ said, I won the victory. I won. And also the Apostle Paul said, I completed my good fight. That means he had been fighting entire of his life. And at the last moment, he said, I finished my good fighting. That's right. So fighting is the main principle, the duty and principle to the Christians. And the problem is, the question is, who is the enemy? If we are confused or could not identify our enemy clearly, in Corinthians chapter 9, verse 26, Apostle Paul said, beating the air. We're going to keep fighting with the air and exhaust all our strength and power. The Corinthians 9:26 is very important scripture verse, I believe. 26, it says, therefore, I do not run like a man running aimlessly. I do not fight like a man beating the air. The enemy should be... Anyway, God wants all mankind to be perfectly happy. When he created the heaven and earth in Eden, everything looked good to God, which means all the mankind, everything's enough to have a perfect happiness. And that means God's main interest is the happiness of mankind. But so right now, are we happy in environmental situation and financial situation, human relations or whatever? We're not happy. And whatever things or whatever substance or things or whatever to hinder or taking away the necessities for our happiness, that's the enemy. Whatever breaking our peace, whoever, whatever, take our wealthiness, what to eat, what to drink, what to wear, away from us, or eventually, ultimately, whatever things or person or things away our lives, God-given lives from us, that's the enemy. And if we confuse the enemy, it is like beating the air, like running aimlessly. And since long time ago, primitive, like many people, they keep pondering to identify the enemy. Who makes me unhappy? And like first kind, they thought, they acknowledged the enemy is the bad guys. Thief, they stealing things from us. They breaking the peace. And imperialist and communist and now terrorist. So we mankind keep developing the weapons to defeat, to fight to this enemy, to the bad guys. Communist, terrorist, imperialist, thief. We keep developing from made of iron and made of, first made of stone, made of iron, that's not enough, so made of iron, and gun, and the bombs, some stronger bomb, atomic bomb, keep fighting to the bad guys. It is militant religion. And even in the religionist, out of the religionist, God, please give us the strong weapon to defeat these enemies. God, please give us the wisdom to defeat these bad guys. It is the word. So they say holy word. And like sword of the justice. You are the enemy to break our peace and take all our wealthiness necessities from us and also our lives. And words generated another word. Another word, revenge generates another revenge. It keep increasing, what, geometrically and astronomically, worse and worse, everywhere. Like I still remember a very impressive picture on the magazine, Time magazine cover picture. It was many years ago. About 10-year-old boy holding the army automatic rifle on his right hand with kind of grudging face. No matter what caused the war related to him, anyway, that boy lost his parents. Whoever's fault it is, he does not care whose fault it is, he lost his family. Like when we travel to Japan, I heard in Hiroshima they have a Atomic Bomb Memorial Center. All the pictures and the videotapes displayed, and the kindergarten kids, they hand to hand lined up and watching the consequence of the atomic bomb. And worse and worse. And like Jesus Christ, that at the end time, there are so many wars and earthquakes. But the Bible teaching is that's not the enemy. The bad guys is not the enemy. And Bible says Jeremiah 21 verse 9. I have an NIV. It says, they are prophesying lies to you in my name. I have not sent them, declares the Lord. What, Jeremiah 21, 9? This is 29 now. I'm sorry. Jeremiah 21, 9. God said, whoever stays in this city will die by the sword, famine, or plague. But whoever goes out and surrenders to the Babylonians are bad guys. But bad guys, they attack Israel. And God said, surrender to the Babylonian who are besieging you will live. He will escape with his life. Because who actually have Babylonian to attack Israel? Who caused that war? And the Isaiah 42:24 it is said, who handed Jacob over to the become loot and Israel to be plunderers? Was it not the Lord? Actually, Lord God strengthened the Babylon and Assyria to attack Israel. And as you know, in the desert, Israelites, God sent the fiery serpent to the Israel and have the fiery serpent beat the Israelites. And maybe Israelites who did not understand where the fiery serpent from, they thought that fiery serpent is our enemy and keep fighting to the serpent like a war. And also Jesus Christ, we all believe that Jesus Christ loves us more than anything. And Jesus Christ has the strongest compassion to us. And he really concerns about our happiness. And he came to the earth. Then did Jesus Christ take bad guys like Pontius Pilate as his enemy? He never did it. Instead, he was killed by the bad guys. Because Jesus Christ did not take bad guys as his enemy. And second kind of people, that's Hellenistic Messiah, Hellenism. I heard that, what was it, Henfield? He said, kick out the Hellenism from the church. I like that. Okay, Hellenistic Messiah, their ideas is, I know, not only Hella, but also Korean traditional religion and everywhere. Their idea is, God is everything, he's almighty, he's got everything, money and life and the prosperity, but God is cheapskate. He does not provide enoughly to us. He does not protect us enoughly. So, what in Hella, they say, their kind of man-made God, his name is, actually, his son of God, named Prometheus. Maybe you heard of it, Prometheus. Prometheus had so much compassion to the mankind. He really, really wanted all men, all people, all human beings be perfectly happy and prosper, even eternal life, no disease. But Father God is too cheapskate, did not provide enoughly to the human being. So he's mad, he's concerned. So he actually went to Zeus, the top god in the Olympus. I'm sorry, pardon my French. I learned that in New York. And he stole first fire and wisdom, science, especially medical science from Zeus and provide all those goodies to the mankind, have man can enjoy. And Prometheus, he thought that's a love to the mankind. And actually Zeus, the god Zeus, was very mad. So Zeus punished Prometheus badly. But anyway, that is Hella idea, Hellenic Messiah. God is too cheapskate. But real Son of God, our Lord, he also has the strongest compassion to us, to the mankind. He really, really want all the men be happy. But he never stole anything from God, the Father. Rather, instead, he actually kneeled down at God and obeyed perfectly to what God said. Never steal it, because our Lord's idea is different by Hellenic Messiah. And our Lord's idea is Isaiah 59:2. Actually, the Jesus Christ hanging around in the town with the Old Testament. We all know that. And Jesus Christ fully bound by the Old Testament. So Isaiah 59:2, it says, "But your iniquity have separated you from your God. Your sin have hidden his face from you so that he will not hear." That's his faith. That's the faith of the Lord. The Father, God is not cheapskate. He's abundant. He loves you. But the problem is sin separates God and you. So enemy is sin. The main enemy is the sin. Not the wicked people. It is not true God is cheapskate. The problem is sin. And Jesus Christ came to the earth to save us. Being saved means we kind of defeating the enemy, win the victory over all the enemies. And the Lord Jesus Christ never fight to the bad guys and never steal anything from the Father, from God, rather than he came for resolving the problem of sin. So Christian religion is not like militant religion, nor the Promethean. Christian religion is fighting to the sin. That's our enemy. Because Jesus Christ took sin as his enemy means we have the same enemy. If anybody confused, whether it is atheist or theist, they're fighting entire of their life. They're exhausting, wasting entire of their lives beating the air and running around aimlessly. And even Galatians chapter 5 and 15, they fight together. Like, I am your enemy, you are my enemy. You fight together and destructed together. So, like Luke chapter 1, verse 67, it's kind of a very strong verse about the promise, covenant. Luke 1:16, it says, "His father Zechariah was filled with the Holy Spirit and prophesied." You know this verse? And the 70 says, "As he said, though his holy prophets of long ago, salvation from our enemies, it says, and from the hand of all who hate us, to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant." Jesus Christ came to us because God promised us to save us. That's why God sent the Lord Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ fight to this enemy, but who is the enemy? And Corinthians chapter 15:26, I learned this from my ex-teachers, Joe Martin and Kent Rose, Anthony Buzzard, like everything goes by the Bible. Do not go beyond what is written in the Bible. So I cannot say anything without the Bible. So Corinthians chapter 15, verse 26, it says, it's clearly stated that the last enemy to be destroyed is death. That's the last enemy. And how does death be generated? In Romans chapter 5, verse 8, through the sin, channel of the sin, the death came to the mankind. And the wage of the sin is the death. So this means, logically, God never created the death. We sin, so death came to the mankind through the death, through the sin. So it says the last enemy to be destroyed is the death. And like all kinds of things like hatred, lust, greediness, jealousy. Yeah, because of these things we fight. Argue, even family members, even Young and I, if we have like hatred instead of love, or greediness instead of giving, we will fight. The main enemy is not my, not Young or me. The main enemy is hatred, jealousy, lust, heroism. And on the earth, if these enemies be removed completely, there is no more wars. Wars generated from what? Greediness, heroism, lust, hatred. What if the hatred, racial or whatever kind of hatred? And compete. Those are the enemies. The seventh tribulation, it's very like goosebumping incidents in the seventh tribulation. Like, did God generate this ruthless bad things described in the Genesis, Revelation, or human created those problems? Like environmental, when we read the Revelation, it's environmental trouble, financial crisis described in chapter 18 of Revelation, and disease. And Jesus Christ said at the end time, earthquake, and the nowadays we all know that there are so many earthquakes in everywhere. And I read some article written by a geophysicist. That person keeps saying that we are keep pumping out the heavy, thick substance out of the globe, out of the earth. It's so the earth infrastructure is keep losing the pressure, the strength. So it changed. And also by the big earthquake, some astronomy said the pivot point of the globe is moved by certain point, certain degree. If we keep doing that, it's done. It's from our greediness. We're gonna keep pumping out. And this globe is my personal guess. Maybe someday, like flat tire, and lost its balance orbiting sun and whole solar system. Like, we keep exhausting, creating carbon dioxide, make it like this ozone layer thinner, and someday be torn. So, like all these things created, generated by our sin, by our human sin, greediness, lust, heroism, more, better, higher. And it's like in Revelation, the chapter 19, there was the Hallelujah chapter. Right before the Hallelujah chapter, which is 18, fall of Babylon. What does Babylon mean? Our human efforts, human idea, man-made strength, man-made science, man-made philosophy, man-made ethics, it'll be collapsed. And anyway, the enemy of the Lord Jesus Christ is our enemy, and the Lord's enemy was sin and death. I came here to resolve the sin. I came here to defeat the sin. And also, the death came to us through the sin, so I ought to defeat the death at the end time. The last enemy to be defeated is the death. And in Philippians chapter 1, verse 30, Apostle Paul said, we have the same fight. That means we have the same enemy. And next question is, how can we defeat this enemy? How can we defeat sin? How can we defeat the death? How can we defeat the hatred? How can we defeat lust? How can we defeat greediness? How? What kind of a weapon do we have to defeat the death? Nuclear weapon? Nuclear bomb? Or sharply pointing knife? There's no way to defeat it. To the human being, our power is beyond. Our power is too less, too weak to defeat these enemies. There is no way the victory be achieved by our own effort, by our knowledge or reason. In Hebrews chapter 12, verse 29, it says, God is consuming fire. Only God can remove all the bad things out of the human mankind. And once all the enemies be defeated, removed, and the kingdom of God will come. No mourning, no disease, no death. That's the perfect happiness. Then, lastly, in order to obtain the victory given from God, the Bible, it describes many illustrations. First, there was Israel. The Canaan, the land of Canaan was the promised land. The perfect happiness without death, the symbols in the land of Canaan. And in order to obtain that happiness, there is a fortress named Jericho. And how did Israel defeat the enemy, the Jericho? What kind of weapon they needed? God instructed the Israelites, says, just march around the city once a day for 6 days. And last day, march around 7 times and blow the horn. To defeat the enemy, Jericho, the fortress of Jericho, Israelites, they didn't develop the weapon to defeat it. They did not collect money or anything. They just obeyed the instruction of God. They just obeyed what God said. And I know that what instruction from God is cannot be understood by human reasons or science or mathematical calculation or economics. But they had a faith. So they did it. And that strong fortress collapsed. So the victory over the Jericho was not achieved by the human efforts, actually achieved by the Almighty God and given to Israelites as a gift. All they did is obey to the instruction of God. And also in the Old Testament, the disease. Right now, I feel very sad about the happenings of Andrew. And who's Andrew's enemy? That disease. But actually, that disease came to the mankind through our sin. God is good. Whatever God created is good. God never created any bad. And man, human, created sin. And all the bad things came to the mankind through our sin. So Andrew's enemy is the disease. And also the guy named Naaman. He's a general of Aram. So Aramean. And he is a general, and he has everything, power, authority, money, and everything, but he's got leprosy. Leprosy was his enemy. But to him, even though he's a general, his power is beyond defeating, to defeat the enemy of disease. So what he did, he just come to Elijah. And Elijah, the name Elijah is the prefix El means Elohim, God, everybody knows. Also suffix, Shah means salvation, Shah. So Elijah, God is salvation. That's Elijah. And he came to Elijah, and what do I have to do? And actually God said through Elijah to Naaman, go take a bath. And Naaman to defeat his enemy, leprosy, he did not do anything, nothing but the instruction of God given through Elijah. I know that instruction cannot be understood by human reason or science or mathematical calculation, but he had faith, so he did it. And he defeated the enemy, leprosy, and he won the victory. And the New Testament, there are thousands of hungry people. They only had 5 loaves of bread and 2 heads of fishes. Financial crisis, economic crisis. Yeah, economic. Thousands of people had to be immediately fed. And only the supply is 5 loaves of bread and 2 heads of fish. The enemy is economic problem, wanting, lacking. That situation is the enemy. And the Lord Son of God, Jesus Christ, said, "Don't worry, feed them." And all the disciples, they did not have to defeat the enemy, which is one thing, unbalance of like economic crisis, defeat the enemy. They did not go out and collect money or make money. What they did is just obey what the Lord said. I know, again, that instruction is beyond human understanding, reason, but they had a faith, so they did it. And thousands of people were fed, and there's leftover of 12 baskets of food, the food. The enemy, the famine was defeated. They won the victory that way. So victory will not be earned by human fighting, developing weapons, fight to the bad guys. Also, keep grumbling God is too cheapskate. Instead, the Bible teaches, and also the Lord Jesus Christ, like show the example as an example to us. Just obey God. The problem, the enemy is God. Enemy is sin and the death and whatever fruits of the sin. All those things will be removed, defeated by Almighty God, and will be given to us as a grace, as a gift. All you do is just keep yourself in the Word of God and obey what God said. Right now, everybody, even me, we have many enemies. Sometimes we have whatever in our heart, our mentality, not from the Holy Spirit, from the sinful nature. And if we misunderstand and confuse, we might be militant Christians. That's not good. It's beating the air. That's not the enemy. Also grumbling to God. Like, we have financial problem, economic problem, disease, and finally, ultimately, the death. These enemies, God has enough power to defeat all these enemies and give the victory to us as long as we obey what God said, like Jesus Christ did. This world, a lot of problems, a lot of enemies which we cannot handle. Please, Lord Jesus Christ, come quickly. Thy kingdom done on this earth. Please, quickly. Please defeat these enemies for us. Thank you very much, brothers and sisters.